was saying, I was down praying some, and I hate to mention somebody think that you're trying to let people know you pray. Well, you know, we about everybody bound to pray a little if they stay saved, ain't they? Yeah, but probably a lot. But I was down there praying, and I remember reading where Hezekiah got a letter from a foreign king that threatened to kill him. And it seems like I've got a little mail from my enemies before. Have you ever? I mean, from the devil. Here's a list of what I'm going to do right here. And you know what Hezekiah did? How many's read the Bible? No. He took that letter to the house of God, laid it before the Lord. Amen. And that's all it took. God intervened. I tell you, I think we ought to bring our challenges from the devil and just put them out before the Lord. Amen. And see what the Lord will do. I think he can meet the need. I think he can meet the need. Don't you? I believe he can. Appreciate going to the 8th chapter of St. John, and then we'll go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And then we'll go to Genesis and the book of Job and anywhere else I can think of in the next 30 minutes. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight. I want you to look at verse number 44 in the 8th chapter of St. John. Enjoy the testimonies tonight. And I appreciate Brother Zane and others, Sister Mary's getting happy. Amen. She said we could set her down. I told Brother Steve, I said, we ain't going to set her down. We can't get them up. We get one up. We're not going to set them down. No way. I want to preach to you from, it says, ye are of your father, the devil. Now this, I'm not addressing this to you. This is to those Pharisaical Jews. And he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. And it describes him. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Now, you've heard people say that about people before, haven't you? Well, what they're really saying, I don't know if they really mean that like that. Huh? I mean, it's known, folks, you said the truth ain't in him. But it probably is a little truth in him somewhere. But now, you can guarantee the devil ain't got no truth in him. Because Jesus said he wasn't none in him. And he said, you're of your father, the devil, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. He is a liar. Talking about the devil. He is a liar and the father of it. Now, I want you just to build a little more foundation on this lying devil. I want to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, you read your Bible, if you study your Bible, you'll know that 2 Thessalonians 2 is prophetic about the end time. And I feel like the rapture of the church and the coming of the Lord. Well, what's the devil going to be doing in this last day? How many believes we're in that hour right now where the Lord could come? I mean, I believe we are. The Bible said, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now this Antichrist is going to be of Satan, and he's a liar, just like Satan. He's a liar. Amen. Now, notice the words. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now listen to this. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Now I'm preaching on, amen, the Bible said that the devil, Jesus said, the devil is a liar and the father of it. Amen. And now, in this last days, it says the Antichrist is going to come with lying wonders and deceivableness of unrighteousness in those that are lost, that perish. And he said, for this cause, God would cause strong delusion. How many knows what delusion means? Amen. That they should believe a lie. Now, I want to ask you, do you think that how many thinks the devil is still alive? He's still talking. He's still lying. Amen. Now, what happens if we believe a lie that he tells? What did it say right here? That they should believe a lie and be damned, and believe not the truth. Amen. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth. Now, I want you to go with me to the book of Genesis. I'm going to preach on the lies the devil tells. That's what I want to preach on. Amen. You say, well, brother, you're going to preach a mighty long time if you're going to preach on every lie the devil tells. Well, I just got a few, amen, I want to preach on. And I just feel like that the devil is still at it. I said, I believe the devil's still at it. And, you know, I believe if we could somehow just blot out every lie that you believe that the devil's told, I believe we'd have an instant revival right here tonight. Amen. All right, stay with me now. I feel like the Lord spoke to me to preach this. I don't mean always they go over, you know, but I do feel like the Lord, amen. I want you to go to Genesis chapter 3, and I want to talk to you about the devil. When we first see him in the Bible, what's he doing in the third chapter of Genesis? How many knows the first thing we see, amen, the devil do? Now, I want to ask you something, amen. You know, we've got to understand that every thought we think is not a wholesome, pure thought. Amen. The devil has access to our mind. He inspires us. I said the devil can inspire. He can bring that spirit, amen, of lying into your life. And if you entertain that, then you'll go about believing a lie. Amen. And there's destruction for you. Now, y'all going to help me preach, aren't you? Amen. You say, well, let's get off on Jesus. I'm going to preach a little bit about Jesus. But I want to tell you, I want to preach a little bit on the lie that the devil's telling right now. Amen. And the Bible said in Genesis, now I want you to notice, and the Bible said the serpent was subtle, more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. Now, you realize that this serpent, amen, was only the vehicle that the devil rode. Can you say amen? And he rode this vehicle because of subtlety. How many understands the word subtlety? Amen. Even the word, amen, lets us know, amen, that he was subtle. He would say one thing, amen, and mean another. Amen. He comes sleeking in where you least expect him. And the devil saw this, and that's the way he'll do your life. He'll make havoc of your life. How is the devil? You know, the devil knew he could not barge into the garden. He could not barge into paradise. Amen. And just take man out of under God's nose and annihilate man. Amen. He knew the only way he could destroy man's relationship with God, amen, was to get man, amen, to mess up some way, and God would kick him out on his own. Can you hear me now? Amen. He hasn't traded his strategy one bit. He cannot touch you. Amen. As long as you're living for God, as long as you're right with God. Amen. But if he can deceive you and lie to you and get you to believe him until you have sinned and turned away from God, amen, then listen, he can destroy your very life. Are you listening to me? Amen. For Satan come to kill, he come to steal, and he come to destroy. Amen. He talks to you. He'll talk to you while I'm preaching. He's already started talking to some. You say, how do you know that? That's his strategy. Real subtle. Amen. He might even use somebody else to talk to you for him, like he did the devil right here. He used this serpent, amen, to slink up, amen, and he began to tell a lie. How many knows who he was lying on? Huh? He was lying on God. He was lying to mankind on the God that made him. Now stay with me now. I'm about to feel like preaching a little. I want you to notice who his first victim was. Amen. Now I hope you'll help me preach this. But the first victim was the woman. And I want you to notice where the woman was. And where she was not. Y'all gonna stay with me, aren't you? All right, where was she? She was in the near proximity of the tree that she should not partake of. I don't know what she was doing. She might have been standing there gazing with her mouth open. Amen, drooling. Amen, and the devil came up. Now, she was at the tree, amen, where God had told her not to partake of. Amen, can I tell you right here, amen, you know good and well, amen, that tree you're glaring at tonight, amen, God has said, no, no, no. Amen. But there you are. Amen. Standing in full view. Amen. Looking at the fruit on it. Oh, y'all might as well look up here and help me preach to you. I said, the devil's getting ready. Amen. To lie to you. Now, I want you to notice where else she was not. She was not in the company of her husband. You know, that's the way the devil will get you. Amen. He'll get you isolated. By yourself. Amen. Come on now. Amen. That's why we ought to come to the house of God. That's why, amen, we ought to find our place with God and abide where God has put us. Amen. But so, I don't know why. Amen. I don't know why. Amen. That she was, amen, a wave. I don't know if Adam, amen. You see, the Bible said Adam was not deceived. Amen. But the devil got Adam when he got Eve. Amen. The temptation did not come. Are you listening to me preach? Amen. I'd like to preach to you. Amen. You say, but she was innocent. She did not know the truth. Amen. Brother, she did know the truth. Amen. I want to tell you in this house, there's not one of you in this house tonight that do not know the truth. But you've got too close to the tree, and you've got away from those that God wanted you to have fellowship with, and now he's lying to you. Now, what's he lying about? He's lying on God. And here's the first thing that he said. And if I miss it, y'all follow me along. And if I get one lie ahead of another, and let it straighten me out. But the first lie he told, amen, listen what he said. He just walked up and just asked a simple question. Just like he has put a question in your heart about living for God and living right and doing right. Amen. Come on now. People don't care no more to come to church. Amen. And act like they're worshiping God and leave the house of God and go right out and involve themselves in sin because the devil has convinced them that God really didn't mean what he said. Hallelujah. Woo, I feel like preaching a little bit. Amen. Give me about 25 minutes here in the middle of the week. Amen. The first lie he told, he said, look, God doth say that thou shalt not eat of any of the trees in the garden. Is that what he said? Amen. I'll tell you, in that statement, amen, he told two lies in that one statement. He lied about what God said, and he lied about the character of God. Amen. And that's what a lot of the devil is doing in this hour. Amen. He's gave you a warped, amen, idea of what God is all about. Amen. And he's twisted the Bible. God
did not say that you could not eat of all the trees in the garden. God said you can eat of all the trees in the garden except one. Isn't it something how a man can have a beautiful wife? Amen. That God said you can have her and the bed is undefiled. Amen. But then they'll look across the fence. Amen. Where the grass is so-called greener. Amen. That's growing over the septic system. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And he'll lie to them. And he'll tell them, old religion is too straight. That old religion is too strict. That old religion is too narrow. You can't live it at all. I wish somebody say amen. God did not say we couldn't do anything. We just can't sin. We can enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Let every man have his own wife. Amen. Let everybody have the joy of the Lord. Let everybody have the blessings of God. Amen. God was lied on by the devil. Hallelujah.
And brother, there's a lot of preachers in America that are passing that lie right on. Now I want you to notice what she did. She straightened the devil out on that. But I want you to know when you go to talking with the devil, you're going to get in trouble. And she said, no, that's not what he said. He said that we could have all the trees in the garden except this tree right here that I'm staring at, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You know what I really believe was in this woman's heart, that Satan put in this woman's heart? She did not want somebody telling her how to live. You have any trouble with that? Oh, quiet in here, isn't it? Praise God. I said, do you have any trouble with that? Amen. That spirit that is in our age right today. Amen. Brother, when they come to the house of God, if we have everybody in this church in the 26 years I've been here, amen, if we had everybody that had come and tried us out, amen, we wouldn't be able to put them all. You talk about a crowd in the parking lot. But you know, amen, why they left. Amen. No, it wasn't because of the singing. Amen. Because people like the singing. Amen. It wasn't because it wasn't convenient. Amen. It is convenient. But there's a little thing called the truth. That people just, you say everybody left because of that? No, not everybody. Some just went to better preachers. Amen. I don't blame them at all. Amen. But I will tell you, many of them left. Amen. Because the way seemed too narrow. And the devil got on their shoulder and said, they won't let you do nothing. Amen. But brother, she missed it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He said, look, God knows. Here's what the devil said. God knows that when you eat of this tree, amen, you see, he made a wedge between her and God. He lied on God. He told God about something about God that was not even true. Amen. He said, hey, God knows when you eat of this tree, you'll become as God, like him, and you'll know the difference in good and evil. And brother, that sounded pretty good to her. Then I'll be able to live like I want, and I'll be able to know the truth, and I'll know whether he's telling me the truth. Oh, come on now. And then when she looked at the fruit, amen, upon that tree, amen, she saw that it was good. Amen. But brother, it wasn't the look of that. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. It's not just the look of what's out there that's got you tonight. It happened in here. When the devil lied to you, I want you stay with me now. I got these two things I'm going to preach on. This first one is the lie the devil told on God. What was the next thing he said? When she said, he said, the day we eat thereof, we shall surely die. You know what the devil said? He said, you shall not die. You ever see how quick somebody that leaves the wholeness way goes to the church that preaches less? You ever see how quick they pick up on all those things? All it takes is for a preacher to say, well, let me show you. I know. You say you don't really. I really do know what I'm talking about. They'll take the Bible down and they'll say, look here, look right here. That isn't even for our day. That's for another day. You don't have to live like that. God loves you just like you are. He don't look on the outside. He looks on the heart. He don't
don't care what you do. God wants you to enjoy yourself. That's right. Amen. Come on now. And you'd be surprised how quick people buy that lie. Amen. When their heart ain't right with God. I wish somebody say amen. I tell you what. You go on. I feel the devil working against me tonight. But brother, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. Amen. You might think it makes good sense. And the devil's reasonable. Amen. Eat this fruit. Amen. Not die. That sounds rational. But can I tell you, it may sound rational to you. It may sound reasonable to you. But if it ain't what God said, then you're going to believe a lie. And you're going to be destroyed. Amen. He said, you shall not surely die. But I want to ask you real quick, and I'm going to turn to another subject. But I want to ask you real quick tonight. Amen. Did she die? Did she get by? Did the devil tell her the truth? He lied to her. He lied to her about God. He lied to her about the word of God. He lied to her about the judgment of God. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget God. That's the truth. What's the lie? There is no hell. God is not cruel. God is not so cruel to put a man in hell. A little sin won't hurt you. Everybody does it. How many can hear the voice of the devil tonight lying to our world? Now, real quick, I want you to go to the book of Job. I told you I'm just going to preach on these two basic lies. One was the lie the devil told on God to humanity. We go to the book of Job and we see the devil at it again. But this time he's lying on humanity to God. The sons of God met, and I don't understand how all that happened, Brother Zane. That's deeper than I am. I ain't worried about it, but I don't understand. But while they were there having that meeting of the sons of God together, the devil crashed the party. And the Lord said, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro in all the earth. I want to ask you, amen, and I love these young men up here, but I'll tell you, if the devil just pretend this is all the earth, amen, he might start out over here to the old singer, amen, and he's going to walk by, and he'll walk by the old singers here, amen, but that ain't all. He walks by these young men, and he's walking to and fro in all the earth. What's he doing? He's seeking whom he may devour. Amen, he's checking you guys out. He's checking our elders out. He's walking by Brother Zane. He's walking by Matthew. He's walking by Malik. He's walking by looking if there's a place somewhere, amen, where he can tear you down, rip you up, get you to believe in his lie. Amen. Because if we sin, amen, we're going to pay the price. Somebody say amen. The judgment of God are sure. The devil is still going to and fro in all the earth today. Amen. And this is what he said. This is what the Lord said, what the devil said to God. Well, first God brought it up. Have you considered my servant Job? There's none like him in all the earth, a perfect man that skeweth the evil. And here's what the devil said. Help me preach. This is important to you tonight. The devil said, does Job serve God for naught? There's something underlying here. There's something motivated, something moving here. There's a reason Job's serving you. He's not just down there because he loves you. He is serving you, amen, because of all the good things he's got. You take his cattle, take his money, amen, take all of his farms and his children, and you know what's going to happen? He's going to curse you to your face. Come on now. The devil lied on Job. To God. He let him go.
He went out and he tore all of his cattle and all of that, and his children died. And amen. And you know the story. And then he come back again and he walked up and again he said, yeah, but you know, life for life and skin for skin. Amen. You afflict his body. You take his health. Amen. The devil's still telling that lie. He said, ain't nobody really living right no way. I wish somebody say amen. And isn't that discouraging? Amen. Do you ever get in that frame of mind? Amen. Where you wonder if it, can you trust anybody at all? Hey, look across the country and you say, is anybody preaching right at all? Amen. That's what the devil, amen, will get you to thinking. Amen. But I want to tell you, the devil's a liar. Amen. God does have a people. Amen. Come on now. I said, God does have a people. I'm not buying that lie. Amen. Because it'll discourage your heart. Amen. You know what? The devil even, listen to me. Y'all don't know how bad I need to preach tonight. Balls popped out on him. And I tell you, we've got folks that go to church and some even teach Sunday school and some even in the pulpit. And they get on the job and mash their finger and they cuss a blue streak. Huh? How many knows that happens? I want to tell you something. Balls came out on Job and his wife. Listen, the devil used Job's wife to try to fulfill his prophecy. He said, he'll curse you. You know what his wife said? She said, and the devil put those words right in her mouth. She said, Job, dost thou maintain thy integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Amen. Come on now. Amen. If he had obeyed his wife, he would have just been fulfilling the devil's prophecy. He's lied on you. Are you listening to me? There's some of you in here tonight, me included, that he prophesied and said, amen, he won't serve you if that happens. She won't serve you if that happens. Amen. I tell you, are you going to fool around and let the devil's prophecy come true? Amen. It don't have to. I wish somebody would say amen. I said the devil's a liar. Amen. We can't live for God. We can't endure. We can't stay right. And the Bible said in all of that, Job sinned not with his lips. Amen. Come on now. I believe God's going to have a people. There is such a thing as old time religion. Amen. The devil's a liar. I said, the devil's a liar. I just don't want him to use me to do it. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in me. I'm going to quit preaching. I'm going to meddle just a little bit and then I'm going to quit. I'm going to tell you. Listen to this. There are some in here tonight. Listen. The devil has wooled the life out of you. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. They're here tonight. I've been in that shape. Huh? Somebody asked me, you got the devil on the run? I said, yeah, right after me. Huh? Breathing down my neck. Huh? But he's a liar. Has he ever told you? I'm going to get you, Jeff. You can't live for get out there on the job and everybody cussing and talking dirty and looking at filth. And he'll say, you can't live for God in this environment. How many knows he's a liar? He's a father of it. You can't raise young men in this hour without them getting hooked on drugs or getting their ear pierced or some tattoo or acting like an idiot. I want to tell you, the devil's a liar. He lies on us. And I'm going to tell you right now, if he lies on one of your brothers and you pick it up and pack it, you just like him. Whoo, that laugh sounded a little devilish, didn't it? Huh? I feel anointed. Huh? I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to pack the devil's goods. Not mine. Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. But you don't understand. I heard it in three different gossip sessions I was in. That's not the same thing. It says in the mouth of two or three what? Witnesses. Now, when they vet witnesses to get on the trial, do they just put it in a newspaper? We've got a murder case here in New York City. Anybody wants to be a witness, please come and sign up. No, you've got to know what you're talking about. Huh? You've got to be plain. You got to really know what you're saying. Huh? I thought of something humorous, but it ain't hardly the time for it. Huh? Was you an eyewitness? You know, you heard the guy got his ear bit off. They kept pressing that old boy. Did you see that ear get bit off? He just kept saying no. He thought he was. I thought you. I didn't see him bite it off, but I saw him spit it out. He said, "I want to ask you something. When you told that on your neighbor, was you an eyewitness? Did you know that for sure?" Now this is a time in the service where things get a little tight. Listen, that's the devil's business to lie on the saints. Come on now. I said that's the devil's business to lie on the saints. Amen. I want to tell you. Hey, now, I want you to understand this. Now, look, I know there's hypocrites. I know it. You don't have to. Jesus was talking to a passel of them right here when he said, you are of your father, the devil. But I'm going to tell you, every lie the devil tells ain't true. You hear me? He said Job's going to curse you. Did he? No, he did not. Huh? I tell you what. The devil is a liar. He lies on God. He's lied on God to you. He has told so many lies on God. Amen. If you don't have the truth in you, if you don't have the word of God, and you're going to believe this, if the whole world is against it. Amen. In that last day, because men loved not the truth, they believed a lie and was damned. Amen. Come on now, church, help me. I want to tell you, Job was a man, I don't know really. You know, you can't go to church really, and really, you know, it's not my business to check everybody's credentials and see. God's going to tell who's saved and lost. We can look as shipshape as a show window in a holiness church. But brother, God knows our heart. But I want to tell you this. Amen. The devil, amen, despises the fact that somebody's going to live for God. Amen. I want to know tonight who's going to live for God in this house right here. In spite of the lies of the devil. In spite of what he's telling. Amen. He's telling you can't live it. You're too weak. Amen. You've sinned too far. You've crossed the line. I want to tell you something. The devil is an accuser of the brethren. Amen. Come on. Amen. Go get your Bible and find the truth. And stand up on it. Amen. God is going to have a church. Amen. God is going to have a church. The devil's going to lie on him, but it ain't going to be so because God knows them that are his. Amen. Stand with me. God bless you. I couldn't preach all night and all the next night trying to preach on all the devil's lies, but I want to tell you there are folks suffering tonight in here because of it. I said, they are people right under the sound of my voice that are suffering tonight. They don't have the victory. They're weak. Their faith is gone. Amen. Because of the lies of the devil. Amen. He's wooled you down that you don't know whether you're coming or going. I tell you what you need. You need to rebuke him tonight. You need to rebuke him. You need to resist him steadfast in the faith. How many understands what I'm saying here tonight? Amen. I want us to come and pray. Amen. Come right on and let's seek the Lord. And I want you to rebuke Satan.